What is the IGEA? The Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act IGEA is an anti-gambling law that passed Congress on the 30th of September 2006. President George W. Bush signed it into law on the 13th of October 2006. The IGEA was one of the most controversial gambling bills in history, but not because of its contents. Many U.S. citizens took issue with how Congress passed the law. The IGEA received an 11-hour-long vote by Congress on the 30th of September 2006 immediately before they adjourned for the 2006 election recess. The IGEA did not make anything new illegal. It was a punitive measure adding a layer of enforcement against individuals and companies processing payments for illegal internet gambling which was not defined by the law. Why was the IGEA passed? Unregulated internet gambling exploded in the years prior to the passage of IGEA. Online poker was extremely popular during this era. Online poker and casino games operated in a gray area of the law. While the IGEA's intent was to make payment processing for these industries illegal, it was already unlawful to do so before IGEA. IGEA simply created additional punishment for those found guilty of the activity. What was the IGEA trying to do? The goal was to encourage offshore gambling sites to exit the U.S. market by creating a specific law to punish individuals and companies that processed payments to these entities. What did the IGEA actually do? It only pushed about two-thirds of the companies out of the U.S. market. It created a black market of unregulated sites that often were not legitimate businesses. Many of the sites that remained in the U.S. market turned out to be scams. Who supported passage of the IGEA? Conservatives, sports leagues and bricks and mortar gaming interests were among those that were proponents of the IGEA. Who did not support the IGEA? Online poker and casino players, as well as governments of countries and that spread online gambling to the U.S. were among those that opposed the IGEA. At the time, nearly every offshore gaming company accepted U.S. players. Betfair Ladbrokes were notable exceptions to this rule. Sites serving the U.S. online poker and casino markets immediately began deciding what to do in the wake of IGEA. It became clear that publicly traded companies would drop U.S. players. Paradise Poker permitted existing players in 39 states to play for 30 days after IGEA became law. During this period, there was a suspension of player deposits. This forced players in the other 11 states to cash out immediately. Upon signing the IGEA, microgaming took an unusual approach. It banned the same 11 states that Paradise Poker did, but continued to permit players in the other 39 to give action to its poker and casino sites. Kentucky and Utah were late additions to the list of states where players were unwelcome at microgaming sites. In 2008, microgaming stopped accepting new players from any state amid payment processing issues. A year later, it kicked all remaining Americans off the network, even those that already held accounts and had funds on deposit. Microgaming paid all players in a timely manner. The post-IGEA era proved to be difficult for several sites that stayed in the U.S. market. Planet Poker suspended real money operations in March 2007. Payment processing issues contributed to this decision. Bugsy's Club faltered in the post-IGEA period and closed in 2009. It needed poker stars to bail out its players. Jet Set Poker saw IGEA as a time to run away with deposits. A relatively minor poker site, it catered to mostly free-roll and penny players. There were some big games during prime time hours. At the stroke of midnight on the eve of President Bush's expected signing of IGEA, Jet Set Poker closed the site permanently. It gave players just 5 minutes' notice. A message popped up at 11:55 p.m. server time warning players that the site would close at midnight. It never paid out a dime. Some poker networks never recovered from banning Americans. U.S. players accounted for more than half of the world's online poker traffic. Many poker networks were subsidiaries of publicly traded companies when IGEA became law. publicly traded companies with poker networks banned Americans immediately. This caused an instant loss of traffic. After the IGA became a law, several big names remained in the US online poker market for a few years. PokerStars immediately became the number one site for cash games. It already held that spot for tournaments and quickly became a favorite site for cash game players. That all came to an end on the 15th of April 2011, a date now known as Black Friday. Legal maneuverings cost PokerStars the US market. It became the first victim of criminal prosecution under the IGA. PokerStars re-entered the US market when it opened its NJ Online poker site in 2016. There were several changes in the US sports betting market as a result of IGA. Sporting Bet and its sister site Paradise Poker left the US market almost immediately. Jazet Enterprises purchased its customers for $1 in addition to player balances on deposit. BetCrisis, one of the largest and most respected sports books in the world, dropped US players after IGA. It created a secondary site known as Bookmaker.com to protect its main business. In May 2011, the unsealing of the Maryland indictment revealed the inclusion of Bookmaker. This incident became known in the online gambling world as Blue Monday. Other major sports betting organizations that left the US market after IGA include the Greek and Pinnacle Sports. These sites remain large players in the international online gambling market. One of the biggest issues for sites that remained in the US market post-IGA was a lack of payment processing options. Natella decided to remain in the US market despite the issues. Natella had a reputation as a reliable processor. However, in January 2007, an indictment was revealed on the company and two of its founders. The charges were not related to IGA. Credit card processors abandoned the US online gambling market well before the IGA went into effect. This was due to high chargeback levels and legal concerns. This left poker casino and sportsbook sites with alternatives that were often of questionable integrity. The most interesting e-wallet failure was UseMyWallet. It became a flagship in the online gambling industry. UseMyWallet was able to process online gambling payments when its competitors could not. It turned out that it was using a bogus payment processor known as Linwood Payment Solutions. That processor was actually a part of a federal sting operation related to the Maryland Blue Monday indictments. There are no e-wallets available to US players that give action to offshore sites these days. Americans wanting to play offshore poker, casino or sports betting must often send cash through services like Western Union and MoneyGram. How can states offer legal online gambling? One exemption in the IGA permits states to explicitly legalize online gaming. This includes the sale of lottery tickets, online poker and online casino games. Online sports betting is available in only 4 states under the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act. Even these 4 states, Nevada, Oregon, Montana and Delaware, only permit sports betting legal prior to 1992. For Nevada, this means all forms of sports betting. The largest US gaming market already licenses mobile and online sports betting. Delaware, Nevada, and New Jersey have already legalized online poker. Delaware and New Jersey also permit online casino games. Michigan and Georgia are among the states that sell online lottery tickets. These 2 states also offer internet scratch-off tickets that resemble slot machines and keno. IGA specifically gives states the freedom to legalize online gaming. Intrastate is among these options. 3 states, Delaware, Nevada, and New Jersey, now permit online poker. Delaware and Nevada share an online poker network. Delaware and New Jersey now also have legal online casinos. Nevada also permits sports betting through mobile devices as well as the internet.